Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, Felicia, my name is Sean Hall, and yes, when I had called because they had, when it said on the thing, it was for, when it told me it was in a drawing for a mixer, I was backing up out of it, and it automatically, I guess, went on and put me through, and it was supposed to be $2 and something, and then it put me through for $5 and something. Then when they said about the subscription, I put no, and then it automatically enrolled me. And then this lady's telling me, and then I look on my bank statement this morning. It says that they're taking out $56 plus the five something. And I told her, I said, I did not sign up for it. That's why I'm calling today. And she goes, "Well, you automatically, ma'am. That's the way." No, it's not, because I did not sign up for nothing, and I wanted the whole thing canceled. Then she's telling me she can only give me 50% of my money. These are these little quick things that y'all take people's money, and that's not right. And I don't sign up for none of this, and I don't want it. And you not shouldn't be able to take my money like this. I'm calling my bank too, but I mean, I did not sign up for this stuff.
Verify your first and last name and address.
Sean, Shawn Hall, Hall. My address is I think I put in at 2311 B Beachfield Drive in Albany, Georgia, or either the 107 Pearl Drive in North Carolina. But it's not. I didn't sign up for this stuff.
Okay, I see what you paid the shipping cost, which was $5.74 to have the KitchenAid mailed out to you. That's what we charge for shipping. So if you saw an offer for $2 or something, it may have been an offer made to use your card, your actual credit card, and they actually refund you the difference. But we have to pay the shipping cost of $5.74 from our company to even ship it out. So if
Well,
there's
she
an
thought
offer
she
made to you for anything cheaper than that, then it was an offer by your credit card company. They make the adjustment on their end.
No,
Now
it
the
was.
$56.95 charge, when you completed the survey, I'm not certain if you read over the terms and conditions that was provided, but it explains that by placing the order for the KitchenAid and completing the survey, you're also enrolling into the monthly membership, which is $56.95. Did you read over the terms, Ms. Howard, before you submitted the order?
Yes, and when it said that automatic, I said no, and it didn't even go through that. It just went, and when I said no, I backed up out of it. I didn't even finish the thing, and it automatically sent that email to my email address. But it didn't have no phone number on for me to call. So when I looked at my bank statement this morning, it had a number. That's why I called the number. 'Cause I didn't want no, I got up out of it. I was backing up out of it. So
Okay, because
I didn't
KitchenAid is
agree with
already in
nothing.
transit, so you'll have to pay the return postage to have it returned back, Ms. Hall, if you're canceling the account.
The lady told me that it wasn't for no KitchenAid. Just now on the phone, she said it was for a drawing to be
No,
entered in
ma'am,
the
it's for a
drawing.
KitchenAid. That's actually already in transit.
I don't want no membership. I do not.
Okay, I
I
can go
didn't
ahead and
agree to
cancel the
that.
account for you. Bear with me one moment.
If it's gonna be a KitchenAid, that's all I agree. I don't and
You
don't
can
want
return
neither
it back
one of
once you
them.
receive it.
Okay. And see, I wonder why she sat down and told me that last thing that it wasn't for a KitchenAid, it was for a drawing.
Yeah, went ahead and canceled the account. There'll be no further activity. Please allow 3 to 5 business days for that refund to be credited back to the card on file. And then once you receive that KitchenAid, then you can return that back to customer care with the information on the package.
Okay, so that $50 and stuff will not come out of my account. Fifty-six,
It's coming
whatever.
out, but it's going to be credited back within 3 to 5 business days. So you should have that refund no later than Friday back to your account.
Okay, then. I appreciate that.
No problem. Is there anything else for you?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.